Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where do you stand on the rookie starting week one conversation and how it's kind of crawled into this conversation and the many tributaries?
So I'm pro get the rookies out there and actually see what you have in them at some point. I just think weeks one through six, I think I'm similar to where JP is on this, where weeks one through six are an absolute atrocity if you start a rookie quarterback. Like five out of the six defenses you played are probably going to be top 10 to 15 defenses, all back to back to back. Of course, other than the Bengals, who are going to probably be like 29, 30. But I think that's an absolute no-go for a rookie quarterback, especially like maybe if you draft him in the first round, maybe if it's Cam Ward, I go out and I make that decision, not when it's Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
So it's funny. I see your point, and I see when JP says that. I don't think you should force the rookie starting week one, meaning it's not fait accompli. Right? They have to earn it. And they don't just have to earn it. They probably have to be tangibly better than either of the vets, which I think is going to be really hard with Joe. I don't know it's going to be that tough with Kenny Pickett, even though he is a preseason Pickett and he just becomes Joe Montana when the games don't matter. When the games matter, it becomes Kenny Pickett. But I do want to leave the door open. Like, that's what vexes me a little bit. If it's like, no, don't start him. It's like, guys, if they're ready and they can hang and they're the better quarterbacks, who gives a rip who the first six games are? Because the whole point of this is, at least from the fan perspective, the media perspective, the Browns might not view this in a one-year silo for those two guys. We should.
So I think more of it comes down for like almost a killer of confidence type thing.
I think that's being a little precious, don't you?
Not really. Like, I think if you go out there and you say, okay, you're on the same plane as a Joe Flacco, talent-wise, what you're going to perform, or maybe you're better than Joe Flacco would perform, I think even if you start Joe weeks one through six, Joe's going to struggle. Throws a lot of interceptions. I think against those defenses, you probably see him throw a lot of interceptions. Probably gets rushed.
Flacco?
I know, right?
Interceptions? How dare you?
I'm just saying, I think more so than if he would have played the entire 18 games. There's obviously that six-week stretch is going to be difficult. I think when you take a rookie quarterback and you throw them into that and they see the first 6 weeks are difficult, it makes playing that easier team week seven through, 17 or 18 and your easier spots, it doesn't make it harder, but it makes it, I think, more difficult to have the same level of confidence. Like, oh, I'm just going to go sling it. It's, oh, I've thrown eight interceptions in six games. Hopefully I don't do it here.
All right, so you really got to earn it. And so I'm like 96% sure it should be Joe Flacco week one. But specific to you, it sounds like you're 100% absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, unless they are like God's gift to earth. It's like 99.8%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're that far off on that, which is interesting because I think most fans are there, which is, man, I'd love to see one of the rookies because it's a confidence builder. It's more interesting. If Joe wasn't in the room, I think we'd be 100% we want them to start because yeah. None of us believe in Kenny Pickett. But Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network, and mind you, Daniel used to work for the Browns as a scout, is one of the most glued-in guys in the NFL. when it comes to former personnel guys. He was on the Rich Eisen show, and his view on a rookie starting week one at quarterback for the Browns is wildly different than yours or mine.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3 for 2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shadur was my 20th player. He's a first round caliber player. Like talent wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
All right, so there's a few things. One, the thing I think he's most right on is the Kenny Pickett stuff. And I think this is where, this flies right in line with how I've thought of Kenny Pickett since they drafted the second rookie, or since they drafted the second quarterback. I think it was going to be the two veterans and a rookie, and then we're just going to kind of throw it out there and see. Give Kenny a chance to win the job, but it's Joe's job to lose, kind of thing. I think Kenny's fighting for a supper here, and I think he really is singing for a supper. And it wouldn't surprise. Listen, I think the only reason if he doesn't win the starting job, I think the only reason he'll be on the roster week one is injury or Andrew Berry's stubbornness that he doesn't want to look like he lost that trade.
I think there's a good chance he ends up being rostered. I think.
Why?
I don't agree with the four quarterback
thing.
I'm
very upset.
Why? Why?
Show your work.
I don't agree with four quarterbacks starting and going out there and being there week one. I think there's a world where the Browns do that, and I think it's disastrous. I also just think we disagree with Kenny being in the room, but I think for much different reasons. Like, my fear is not that Kenny is the worst quarterback on the planet and is just absolute garbage when he throws in there, which I think would probably be more likely than not. My fear is Kenny Pickett looks good, like, or acceptably good. Like, not obviously, I'm not saying he's a top 10 quarterback, but if the offense functions, I would fear that you get into a situation like Seattle did with Geno Smith or like the Vikings could have with Sam Darnold, where you watch a guy play well and you're like, oh, this could work. Oh, yeah, maybe this could happen. Then Kenny starts all year, and all of a sudden you have Kenny Pickett as your quarterback for the next 4 years, and you're destined to be a 9-win football team as your cap.
I'll indulge you on the idea that Kenny's secretly going to be passable. I think he's like last year for Brock Purdy, where people are like, well, the stats weren't that bad. If you watch Brock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brock Purdy was hot trash last year. And there were stretches where it wasn't very good the year before, despite the stats telling a different story. My greatest fear is that Kenny Pickett might be good enough to get you to 7-10, and then you have to decide between giving him $40 million a year, which he would not be worth in this event, but he was playable. Like, that's more where my concern is. I just think, I think the second you drafted Shadur, I think Kenny became obsolete. You don't need to carry four quarterbacks on this roster. You at some point you're going to be chintzing it on some other spot that you need week to week, game to game, much more. And the Browns, listen, the Browns, there is a workaround. Because of the way vesting works with vested free agents, you could just cut Joe Flacco and have him add him to the practice squad and do that. That's still a lot of shenanigans for Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two mid-round quarterbacks. Like at some point, like we don't have, listen. If you've got three guys, four guys, it can be legitimate starters in the NFL. Clutch on to him as much as you can, and pray the right offer comes at the trade deadline, or pray you find a way to boost one of their value with playing. It's Joe Flacco. It's Kenny Pickett. It's Dylan Gabriel, and it's Shedeur Sanders. I didn't just name a murderer's row of quarterbacks. This is not Joe Montana, Steve Young, Steve Bono, and Elvis Gerbach, which I believe one of the years was their quarterback room in San Francisco. It's not Brett Favre, Matt Hasselbeck, and, oh gosh, who was the other quarterback? Is it Detmer? I think it was Detmer. That's three guys who are, at the very least, either a high-level backup or a fringe starter. Or Brett Stinkin' Favre and eventually Matt Hasselbeck. I think we've allowed the Browns to massage the truth of this idea. And again, that's what they do. That's what organizations should do. You're trying to sell a fight that you love all your players. I think Kenny's only here is if he takes the job. All right, sorry. And I think that should, I not only do I think that's the way it is, I think it's the way it should be. If he's not good enough to take the job, let the rook sit on the bench behind Joe Flacco, and in the event that Joe folds or get hurt, then go to one of the rookies. But I do think the other part of this, where I think it's wild that Daniel thinks, and again, this is a connected individual. I know that Daniel might be looking at the situation then piecing it together. I'm going to assume this is informed speculation from him. It's wild that he's framing the Joe piece right, which is Joe is the break glass in case of emergency. Hey, these rookies don't look ready to play. Now, Daniel was saying functional, which is, that is a much lower bar than you or I have set here. I think it's wild that one of the most respected voices in football right now, we haven't even gotten to camp yet, thinks it's going to be a rookie. And again, informed take. I'm not fighting the take. I'm just thinking, I think this challenges a lot of the notions people have on this.
So you and I can only react to what's in the room, and I think this is where I draw the issue. The Browns just built a quarterback room that didn't make any sense for their future. Right? Like,
it made sense for this year. Not a lot of sense, but it made some sense for this year.
But that, like, I don't agree with Joe bringing Joe back in the first place. Like, it's a pander to the fans. It puts a smile on people's faces, reminiscing about 2023. But Joe has essentially no place for you as an actual role on this team. A 40-year-old quarterback who is desperate to find the right quarterback that can actually take them for, you know, 10-plus years. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a franchise guy. You threw Joe in there. If I wanted to put Joe Flacco on the roster, I would have said, scrap the quarterback position completely. Do an entire
Wildcat?
Just want to
do the Wildcat?
No, not that way. I'm saying...
You just said scrap the quarterback position.
I meant in the draft. Like, scrap drafting a quarterback and go with a bridge quarterback like Flacco. Give him 18 games, assess everything, or 17 games, give him assess everything else around you, then get your quarterback in 2026, if that's what you wanted to do. They wanted to bring in the rookies. Now it's just, yeah, we can start the 40-year-old. Congratulations, you got yourself a 40-year-old quarterback that could play six, that could play 17 games, and you know exactly what you're getting for nothing else.
Listen, I think if the Browns end up playing Joe Flacco for 17 games, it's because they're winning 8, 9, 10, 11 games in the playoff hunt. There's no way you're going to get the organization to frame that's a bad thing. If Joe plays six games, well, then it was clear they were afraid of the early part of the schedule as well. And let's say he starts the first six games, they go 1-5, they go right to Shedeur Dylan Gabriel. Then it's clear he was a meat shield. Either which way, that's a lot more useful than tiny baby hands Kenny Pickett, who I don't even think should start. If you feel that way about the two rookies, you damn sure shouldn't wish those first six games on Kenny Pickett.
Kenny at least makes sense organizationally. I mean, he's veteran.
Like, he stinks. He's never played good football in his life.
That's perfectly fine.
Pitt. One season at Pitt. Sorry.
Okay, so Kenny's essentially your meat shield with a 2% upside of, oh, maybe he's just incredible. Like, why is Joe the meat shield? Why do you bring in a 40-year-old quarterback to be the meat shield for the first six games?
Because he's a functional quarterback and Kenny isn't.
They clearly thought Kenny is. First thing you did this offseason, let me give a fifth-round pick to the Eagles for Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, we're putting a lot of weight on that fifth-round pick. 216-474-0092. Daniel Jeremiah says he expects a rookie at quarterback to start week one. I think we kind of just go here. What percentage point as of right now? Because I think this can change once we get into camp. Like right now, coming out of OTAs, what percentage point would you put that a rookie actually starts week one? I think I put about, did I say 96%? It's about a 4% chance I think it actually happens. What was yours?
I think I'm at like 0.2.
It's like 0.001, I thought. I mean, weren't you like 99.99?
No, I said 99.9 or 99.8. I threw one of them out there. It was in that range.
Don't
it was
remember.
A tenth of a decimal. I don't know
don't
which one.
Don't even remember your decimal points. Jeez. 216-474-0092. How much percentage point would you give to a rookie starting week one right now? And yes, they are farther away than we think. You have to accept that before we can then go about making them better. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.